know what the hell just happened, but... All right, so... This is a lot different. One, two, three. Yeah, I guess I'm recording. All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is the Open Mic Roundtable. We're just gonna talk about a few things, and you guys want to listen or just watch Postal 4 and see what the gameplay's like, go ahead and check it out. By the way, I gotta go ahead and promote Zoom Platform. No, that's not fucking Zoom. That's Zoom Platform. Because one of their mods, like... Alright, I'll tell you what happened. Basically, I was talking to this mod, and it was related to a GOG issue where they were going to give all the women menstrual leave, which means they get like a week off during their menstruation time, because the cramps are apparently so bad. So they get paid leave pretty much once a week because of their menstrual cramps. And I said, well, you know, I have an issue with my epididymal cyst, and, you know, men do get those, and they can be very painful and hard to walk, and your balls can swell up, and it can be really horrible. And the mod was making light of it. He like, oh, it's not anything compared to what a woman has to deal with. And basically, yeah, well...
Rack. Fucking simp. All right.
So, basically... The guy who pretty much runs the show messaged me personally and said, hey, I looked at your comments and it was infuriating to see how he was treating you. He said, I'm really sorry you got to deal with this problem and I wish you the best of health. And he said, you got to understand that the opinions here from that mod don't represent me. They don't represent our company. This is something I've dealt with personally. And we're going to make sure that nothing like this ever happens again. And I've talked to all the mods to let them know that nothing like this will ever happen again. And I've also deleted all the messages. And I said, that's fine. And
I love that the boss man cucked that one mod. That's hilarious.
He told all the mods got it. All the mods got hit.
Yeah, but then he specifically yeeted that one. That's funny. Deserved. Very much deserved.
Oh, yep. Yeah. So, I want you guys to... Like, that was one of the most base things I've seen from a modern company. So, what I want you guys to do, if you don't already have it, some of you do, is to pick up... They're selling the Postal Your Mother's Box set for $10. That's... All the Postal games. That's the first one. That's the second game with all the expansions that were ever released for the game for free. All that. You also get the Postal soundtrack. You get a comic book. You get all that shit for $10. It's not a bad deal at all. It's actually on sale because they're going to have Postal 4, which is the game I'm playing right now, very soon. So, also, if you don't like Postal, but you like Duke Nukem, you can pick up their Duke Nukem 3D Atomic Edition version, which, yes, runs on DOSBox, but you can totally put it in the Duke 3D, you know, the modern one that they have now. You can totally use any of the stuff you get with it in there. But it also comes with all the official expansions, like Duke It Out in DC, the Playboy one, all the shit that came with Duke, you get that. And they're working on bringing It's Zero Hour Duke Nukem over very soon, so look out for that. And they've also got Duke Nukem Manhattan Project on there, and they've got the first and the second Duke Nukem if you want to go way back. And they're all stupid cheap right now, so you can get those. Of course, they have other games, but definitely check out Zoom Platform. No, it's not Steam. You don't need a key. You just download it, you install it, you play it. That's it. Just like it fucking used to be. No DRM. He doesn't believe in DRM or censorship, period. They were happy to have Running with Scissors work with them so they could get this game out because they knew it would offend everybody, and they want to go back to the days where you could do that, where you could say shit and, you know, people wouldn't judge you for it. You know, they're really good company. I like them. So go ahead and support them. And Also, I gotta go ahead and, I haven't done this, but I gotta show Dirty Dan's little deal. Basically, he is running a, he's trying to repair a vehicle. Well, he's trying to, basically, he likes to work on cars, and he's trying to refurbish a brand, this old vehicle back to its luster, and he needs some help. So if you want to, you can check out his little, thing that he's got going on what is it, GoFundMe, I think it is. I'm not exactly sure what it was. I was supposed to promote this a hot minute ago and just fucking completely forgot about it. But let's see if I can find it real quick while I'm paused, or, you know, nothing's gonna attack me anyway. Let's see here. Oh my god, there's a lot of stuff here. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of stuff in here. Just give me a second. Here it is. It's GoFundMe.com/F/rebuild-a-gem. But it's basically rebuild a gem organized by Stephen Kretz. So if you want to support Dirty Dan's, he's basically rebuilding a 1956 Chrysler Imperium. I'm not a real big car guy, but he is. So if you want to support that and you like to see these old, I wouldn't say it's a muscle car. It is kind of a muscle car. But if you like to see that kind of stuff, support him on GoFundMe. But you can also use PayPal or Venmo. And that's all I gotta say for the shilling. I've shilled enough fucking people. So, let's go ahead and get started with something that pissed me off today. Or a couple, well, basically, what do you guys think about the Sonic the Hedgehog bringing my fucking childhood back and nickel and diming the fuck out of me with it? They're like, okay, we're going to bring you back Sonic 1, and I love Sonic 1. I played the shit out of it. I still hum the themes from Sonic 1 and Sonic 2, which I also hum the themes from quite a bit. Not as much as Sonic 1, though. There's just something really nostalgic about those themes. And then, of course, you've got Sonic 3 and Knuckles, which had some pretty good tunes, too. But, I mean, they're just all really good, fun games. Back when platformers, I mean, they're still fun, but it's some good games in my childhood. Like I said in my my little rant video, I still remember the 1965 9 and 17 code, which would give you the stage select in Sonic 2. And I also know up, C, down, C, left, C, right, C is the stage select code for Sonic 1. So, yeah, up, A, down, A, left, A, right, A should give you the debug mode code. Now, I said those before in my rant video. But basically, here's the thing. I love these fucking games. I even played the Sonic 3 and Knuckles PC version. I don't even think you guys know there was an original PC version back in the day when it wasn't a ROM. It was running off of, I don't know what it was. It was a weird, it was Sonic and Knuckles in 98 or some shit. But, basically, it was cool because it had a debug built in where you could play as Hypersonic or Hyper Knuckles. You could just, you basically just clicked on a little check. There was a checkbox, basically. And it would automatically make you Supersonic or Hypersonic. That was fun. I used to play the shit out of those fucking games like that. And I had so much fun on my little Windows 98 computer. Of course, yeah, I played the original console games, too. I played the shit out of those. First time I ever played Sonic was on Sega. So, anyway, yeah, they're bringing them back. They're bringing back Sonic CD, which I played the PC version of pretty well. I'm glad to see the remaster, which was already available on Android forever, is finally getting a PC release. But, you know, here's the problem. Of course, Sega's not like, okay, we're going to give you all this stuff and just make you pay one flat fee. No, they're like, let's make five different versions of the game. Let's give you one version that has this special effect. Let's give you this one version that gives you animated backgrounds. Oh, you don't want animated backgrounds? Then you'll just have to buy the standard version. It doesn't have animated backgrounds. It's like, do you want the MP3s for games that we didn't bother to remaster, but we'll give them to you anyway? Here you go. We'll give you MP3s of, it's like, no, fuck off, Sega. It's like, if you're not going to remaster Sonic Spinball, if you're not going to remaster, I think it was some Game Boy, Game Gear games, I think it was some other stuff, then don't even bother giving us these fucking tunes. Like, you know what I want to see? A Sonic Spinball remaster. I like fucking Sonic Spinball. Bite me. I enjoyed that fucking game. Some people didn't like it, but I did like it. I thought it was fun. It was only three stages, but it was a lot of fun, and it would take you a good while. Now, what I didn't like was Sonic 3D Blast. I did not like Sonic 3D Blast at all. That was one of those games that they could have done away with. But basically, yeah, they released all these fucking games, and now, well, they haven't released them yet. But they're like, okay, we're gonna charge you $40 for the deluxe edition, which has everything you pretty much want. So you're paying $10 a game, which is pretty much how much you paid in the beginning. But they're also saying, okay, they have mirror mode, and they have these coins that you collect in the game that unlock certain things. Now, this can't be anything that changes your gameplay too much, right? I mean, yeah, sure, they made it so you could play as Sonic, Tails, and Knuckles in all the games, but I mean, it also has it where apparently you can go right to what would happen if you took the Sonic and Knuckles cartridge and you put any game in it, and it would automatically give you the ball minigame? They have it where you can just select that from the start, too, if you want. I mean, that's cool.
That's cool.
That's interesting. And apparently they've added the hidden gem zone in the Sonic 2, which I didn't know about, and they didn't even announce, but apparently that's what one guy says, is that the hidden gem zone is back in Sonic 2. Now, that's one reason for me to play this, because I've never played the hidden gem zone. I mean, there was a wood zone. There's a lot of shit that was scrapped out of Sonic 2. And fans basically found the beta builds, and they tried to recreate it as best they could. And some of them did a pretty damn good job. But Sega apparently decided, well, we'll give you the gem zone, but we're not going to give you the wood zone, which would have been great. If they finished that wood zone, and they'd really gone back and added, you know, the things that they scrapped, that would have really made it worth the purchase. But as it stands, you're getting a bunch of games remastered, and they don't even look remastered. I've looked at the screenshots, at least, and I can't tell a real difference between the Sonic 1 screenshot that I saw in Mad Little Pixels video and the fucking original, because I remember it. It's like a movie in my head. I know what Sonic 1 looks like. I can plug in my RetroPie right now, and I know what that looks like. And I'm like, dude, it might be a little sharper. Okay, that's not what I consider a remaster. This isn't an HD fucking high quality remaster at all. It's just some fucking, I don't know. I just think it's really stupid. I'm glad that they're putting the games back, but you know, they already have the ROMs on Steam. All the ROMs are on Steam, so you're pretty much paying for games you bought again, and they're just adding extra features. I mean, pretty soon they're going to do it with Sonic Adventure 1 and 2, which they'll remaster those, and they'll probably remaster them with Sonic R, which Sonic R would be nice to see again, because right now there isn't a version that works on PC worth a fuck, by the way. I don't know if you guys knew that, but I remember that the original Sonic R was pretty straight when I played it on PC. I don't think there's anything else that's worthy, as far as the old Sonic games that people would actually want to see from that era. Unless they decide to pull some bullshit and give you the Sonic 06 and the Shadow the Hedgehog remaster. Maybe Sonic Heroes. I think they are going to remaster Sonic Heroes. That would be good. People would like to see that. But anyway, yeah, it's just a way for Sega to fucking nickel and dime people, as they always do. and make you pay again 3 fucking times what people have said. I gotta pay for this 3 times now. You know,
damn.
To buy games you've already, yeah, you already own. You already own. You bought it once when it came out for the console. You bought it again when it came out for Steam. Now you gotta buy it again as a digital deluxe edition. Or a digital, or the standard edition. Or the Heroes edition. Or the whatever fucking cock-slinging edition they come out with. It's just fucking bullshit on Sega's part. And they know it's bullshit, but they don't fucking care.
Hot take, Sonic Frontiers low-key needs multiple playable characters to be good.
What is it?
Sonic Frontiers.
Oh, I've never played it. That's the new one.
It's because no one's played it because it hasn't come out yet.
Yeah.
Do you remember the upcoming game that got announced around, like, what would it have been? Last year's E3, I think? Well,
yeah.
I say E3. E3 is dead, but, like...
Oh, yeah, E3
is dead. You know when
dying.
Everybody, like, makes their little, like, press conferences or whatever?
Right.
Like, it's not E3, but it is effectively E3.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Like, it's apparently supposed to be an open-world Sonic game. Oof.
You know, that could be... Well, that's kind of what Sonic Adventure 1 was trying to be. So, I mean, they have the right idea, and that could work. Okay. Here's my take on that. I have not seen it. So I can't judge by what I've seen, but just to the concept, I like the idea. However, you know, I hope it does have a city, and I hope it does have, you know, different areas to explore, because that could be fun as a one-player game. A lot of people, like, I mean, think of Fallout 4, or Fallout 3, rather. No, New Vegas. That's a one-player game, but people love it because there's so much to do and explore. So if they make a game, even one player, that's got a lot to do and explore, then it could be fun. However, if they don't make a game where exploration counts... Because why do you think people like Elden Ring so much? When I was playing Elden Ring,
right.
There's so much to explore in Elden Ring. You can get lost in Elden Ring. And that was really fun. It felt like I was literally in a world... And I was like, oh my god, this is amazing. Like, I ran the wrong way and a giant dragon started chasing after me. That's the kind of shit I'm talking about. If they make it a world where it's so vast and diverse, you know, if it's got so much different, you know, we're not talking about just terrain. Like, I mean, if they have a robot area, an aquatic area, you know, like they took a bunch of zones and slapped them all together. That would be cool. Because there's like, oh, well, now I'm in this area. Now I'm in that area. You know, you would have the classic Sonic gameplay. Maybe there's an area kind of like Chemical Plant. Maybe there's an area kind of like, what is it, Blue Hill? I can't remember exactly. Something like that. Maybe Spring Yard. You know, a lot of stuff like that would be really cool. A Robotnik kind of robot-style area with all kinds of machines. You know, that's how you do a good open-world Sonic game. You have your city area that Sonic can walk around in and talk with people. And you have little towns. You basically do an Elder Scrolls with it, but you add, like, Sonic stuff. You make it a Sonic game. Because what do people in a Sonic game want? They want action platforming gameplay. Sonic is essentially an action platformer. You jump to attack... And you basically jump on platforms and spin around and speed and all that kind of stuff. That's what they want. I mean, Sonic Heroes did it right. Sonic Heroes had it good. Sonic Adventure did it real well. Sonic Adventure 2 was meh, but I liked it, but I didn't like it as much as the first Sonic Adventure, which is still a breathtaking game in my opinion. So if they can just get that right, it would be good. I think people will like this game. But they have to really focus on it. When they say Frontiers, they've got to really mean it. This can't be, and again, it can't be Sonic running around in like Elder Scrolls. And when I say Elder Scrolls, I mean the concept of, you know, towns and stuff. That's fine in Sonic. However, we do need to have those elements that make different zones. We need to have different areas so that it's not just Sonic walking around in Skyward Sword, but Breath of the Wild. I mean, what do we want? We want to give Sonic a sword and make him run around in a fantasy world? No, nobody wants that. They have Zelda for that. So they need to make Sonic Sonic. They need to have me in there. They need to have me in there. I'll learn at these damn Japanese people. And I will. It's like, you make that this. You bring that this. This needs to be this. Casino night. Yes, we need casino shit here. Make sure you bring the slot machines back, because people are going to fucking love the slot machines again. Put the ice area over there. People like the ice. Why don't we go back and bring, what was it? The second zone from Sonic 2. The Roman area. The ruins area. That fucking zone. Put that stuff in there. Put the labyrinth zone in there and really design a fucking labyrinth that people might actually kind of get stuck in. They actually did a real good job with Sonic 2, 2D Blast, or Sonic 2D, what was it? Robo Blast, or, yeah, that one. Because I remember when I was in the aquatic area, and basically the aquatic area was mixed with labyrinth zone. So you had to really think about your movements when you were playing in there, because the water would rise. And you had to really, you know, I mean, it was different, because you had to make sure, oh shit, I'm in a dead end and the water's rising and I'm gonna fucking die if I don't get this bubble. So, yeah, stuff like that. They really need to think about what makes these games work and just make it 3D. If you want to make an open world Sonic, yes, you can do it, but you've got to keep Sonic Sonic. We don't want Sonic as Zelda. We don't want Sonic as Red Dead Redemption. It's not Sonic walking around as a cowboy. That's not what people
want. No fucking way.
Sonic fans don't want that shit. I'm a Sonic fan. I never got into the furry shit, but I love the Sonic character, and I've always been... I've played the fan game since I was 16 years old. So, I'm gonna tell you right damn now, I know about this fucking character. There's some good fan games back then. But, not all of them are so memorable now. I'm pretty sure they've aged terribly if I go back and look at some of the Sonic Neo or whatever the fuck I was playing back in the day. But anyway, yeah, they just need to do that right. And there's no excuse.
Hey, Grim.
If that game, I'm just going to say one more thing. If that game fails, it's going to be their fault for not understanding the audience. And one other add-on to that. If they need to know what the Sonic fans want, they need to look at the Sonic game Sage. They have a Sage fan thing where fans make games. So basically what they do as, you know, developers is say, oh, they like this game. They like this kind of stuff. You can basically look at all the different games and you say, okay, this one gets a lot of downloads. People like games like this. This is what the Sonic fans are playing. So that's pretty much what they're going to be buying. That's how you do it. All right, you were saying...
I got something to tell you later. This is funny.
Alright. Well, aside from all the Sonic talk, there is something I wanted to talk about. There was a video I was watching, and it was this video of this damn girl, and she was like, I am an alpha wizard, and I am telling you not to catcall girls. And you know what? And I showed that to some of my friends on social media. And there were varied opinions. One of them told me, and he said, one thing you have to remember about this TikTok is that a lot of these girls are on here looking for, you know, they're saying that girls aren't normally this performative. They're not going out and normally doing this kind of shit. They're not normally going out and pretending to be magicians and all that kind of stuff and making a big statement. And I'm like, you know what? You are probably right. However, here's the problem with that. The problem is that these girls basically know they're trying to get clout. So they go on here and they make all these videos. And I'm not talking about the 30-something-year-old women that are like, I can't find a good man. They're not looking for any clout. They're looking for sympathy. They're looking for pity. I'm talking about the girls coming out there. And not the, look at my boobs, look at my boobs. Some of that is, yes. But if you go out there and you put on this performative act, you're looking to be a meme. You're looking to be Insta-famous, what they call it. You're looking to be all these fucking things. But what's really happening is a lot of men are tuning out. They're like, you know what? This is bullshit. And even if you're not that person in real life, like that's not who you are, when you put yourself out like that with your own face in the media, like to the world, because everybody is pretty much on TikTok right now. All the goddamn kids are on it. All my bosses are on it. It's ridiculous. One time I walked into the personnel office and all my bosses were talking about being on TikTok. I'm like, God damn. And these are older people, man. Like, all my bosses are on TikTok fucking around doing stupid shit. And basically, I'm like, okay. So everybody's going back to being a high school kid now? It's stupid. It's really fucking stupid. But anyway, when you do this, and you put your name out there, and your face, you're basically going on there and you're showing people, oh, this is who I am. And even if it's not who you are, that's who you're showing. You always wonder, hey, why Grim, why don't you do this with your face? Because like TFM said, it's not about the messenger, it's about the message. Who the fuck cares who I am? Who the fuck cares what I look like? It doesn't fucking matter. What matters is what I have to say. I'm not out trying to be Insta-famous. I'm not out trying to get clout. I mean, it's cool when people like my content, and I like to try to, you know, get as many views as possible and share comments and stuff like that, even if they're negative, whatever. I like that kind of fan interaction. That's cool. But I'm not going out there with my face and jumping on, I don't know, putting on a hat, like a wizard hat. Look at me, I'm the magic, you know, I'm the magician telling you to avoid all these thoughts, you know. Now, one, it would be stupid. Two, it would have my face attached to it. And three, people would look at me really funny, and I'd feel pretty much ashamed. And you know, the one thing I gotta say about all this is, if there are these good women out there, these good moral, you know, sense women that are like, you know what, I don't like this kind of thing, then why aren't they calling out some of these girls on their videos? Like, why isn't there, like...
Because they don't care.
I mean, you have to understand, like, if there's women out there of my age that are like, okay, your daughter just did something really fucking stupid. You know, like, I'm waiting for for older women my age to call out these damn parents. To literally say, hey, you know, you're... Okay, so basically he's not letting me... They're not letting me leave. But yeah, like I'm saying, these damn thoughts or whatever, you know, it's just, it's ridiculous. And there are women of moral character that do exist in the world. And they are on TikTok. So my question is, why aren't these women going out there? And you do make a good point. I mean, some of them don't care. But you're like, but I'm just saying, why don't they just say something? They're like, hey... you're really acting stupid.
Well, that's the thing. They're not policing their community, even though they claim to care so much,
right.
Blah, blah, blah. But the other issue, what's more, to sort of piggyback off of something you said earlier about the messenger, you know, in my experience, the people who want to know the most who the messenger is above the message, right, like to the point of getting mad and whatever else, it's not because they like you or want to support you. It's because they have something against what you're saying, and they want to know who you are so that they can dox you, attack your workplace, and destroy your life.
Yeah, that's true. That's absolutely true. Good point. Completely forgot. I just shot a whole bunch of fucking people. I don't know. It's this fat bitch, and I just shot the hell out of her. I'm like, fuck it. Lose some goddamn weight.
Somebody clip that. but that's the thing, right? Like,
right.
You know, why do you want to know so bad who the messenger is unless you have something nefarious planned?
Right. Absolutely.
Because it's one thing to have morbid curiosity, right? Like, that's fine. You know, there's again, nothing wrong with simple curiosity. But the idea that you have to know who's saying this, it just comes across as you not liking what somebody has to say and wanting to destroy them for it.
Yeah.
And people have been destroying people for things that they've said for years and years now. I mean, we're going on almost, a decade of this shit? I mean, I remember back in 2012, you couldn't say something too risque. It wasn't as bad as it is now, sure, but, I mean, you had issues back then of, oh, you said something that wasn't current year? Be a real shame if something happened to your job. I mean...
Right, yeah, you're right.
That'd be real unfortunate. You had to live like this back then. But now it's, oh, you won't put your name and your face behind it. No, fuck you. Like, yeah, I understand the whole issue with there being certain... young people that think they can say whatever the fuck they want to because of anonymity, and they use that as an excuse to be assholes.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there again, you know, that problem, honestly, you know, you deal with it very simply. You just fire back because it's shit talking on the internet.
Right.
I mean, that's really a self-solving problem, because if you notice, a lot of these people that grew up saying some shit, whatever the fuck they wanted to, and, you know, they thought that they could just say that to somebody's face, they did, and then they got their face peppered for it. Like, I'm just saying, that's a self-solving problem. And, yeah, there are punks, there's always going to be punks, but I'll take a few punks over being unilaterally destroyed by some rando on the internet because they didn't like what you had to say, and they decided they didn't like what you had to say so much that they decided to go for life ruination. Just, you know, food for thought.
Right. Oh, yeah. Exactly right. I mean, that's a good point. I mean...
We're bringing back bullying. We need bullies again. Yeah. This generation's too soft. We need bullies.
Yeah.
Bully of the week. Look, man, I used to be against bullying, but now, seeing how soft these people are, nah, we need bullying. They need their teeth kicked in. He's only gonna actually stand up for themselves, because these dudes are soft.
Well, here's the thing, right? We have bullying. What we don't have is the allowance of an appropriate response to bullying. Because that's what's been taken away. The bullying, that shit never stopped. Prime example, life ruination for saying something that's just a little too spicy, right? Having your entire life destroyed. That's bullying. That's a penultimate form of bullying. But what you had back in the day is when somebody bullied you, you were allowed to fight back and stand up for yourself and stop the bullying. But now you don't have that.
No, we got to run your teacher just like these fucking parents try to touch you.
Exactly.
I remember that shit.
And that's the thing. It's like, we don't just need bullying. We need people to be able to respond to bullying. Now, I will say this too, right? As far as like the schoolyard goes, for instance, they have a lot of the times taken away conventional forms of bullying and their responses to it. So now kids get bullied in very different ways, and now they can't do anything against it. And so that is what we see a lot of, and why, like, in certain ways we need to bring back bullying. Like, that's a big thing, is they fuck over the entire process. And the thing is, right, I'll even give a lot of people this, right? You know, I think most parents don't want to see their kid get bullied because bullying sucks, right? Being bullied sucks. But what they fail to realize is that, hey, look, life is hard. Life isn't sunshine and rainbows. And the first steps to dealing with that is being able to be bullied and overcome it. It's a form of shelter. Yeah. They want to shelter their kids so much to the point that, oh shit, this kid is 18 and he is one of the most bitch made pussies on earth.
Yep.
What the fuck happened? Like, what? Where did we go wrong? They're all so dumbfounded. It's like, dude, you never let the kid fall down, and so he's fragile. In an attempt to stop abuse, you inadvertently abused him in a much worse way that is far more prolific and will haunt him the rest of his miserable life. That's what's so sinister about this. And so many people don't even see this. It's like, and it all comes from fighting against nature. So often people fight against nature and they don't understand the consequences of that. It's like, do I wish you could live in a world where nobody ever had to deal with bullying? Sure, of course I do. You know what that requires? Absolute undeterred perfection from literally everybody.
Oh, yeah.
You can't achieve that. So, until you can achieve that, stop. Let that be. And that's the thing. They all want these picture-perfect worlds with a complete lack of imperfection. And that's what it takes for somebody to thrive. Like, that's the thing. If these kids who have been sheltered the way they had never had to deal with adversity, of course they'd be thriving. There'd be nothing wrong. But the bottom line is, you can't get away from that. Yeah, you're going to have to eat shit sometimes. Oh, but wait. They've never dealt with that at all. Right. So they don't know what the fuck to do when a mild amount of it comes their way. And they're just completely collapsing. Like a house of cards that got knocked over by a little bit of air pressure. Like, that's all it took to shatter these people. And it's really fucked up.
I mean, I'll be honest, man. Since we're going to talk about bullying, I'll talk a little bit about my past. I was bullied heavily as a kid. I was always constantly bullied. I would break down and fucking cry when I came home from school because I was just bullied to that extent. I mean, it was ridiculous. But you know what? I got older, and I realized that I got older, and it helped me develop a thick skin because I could deal with all of it. I mean, sure, there's trauma and everything else I was dealing with, But I developed kind of a thick skin, and now I don't even fucking, like, if anybody says any bullshit to me, like, now, at my age, I look at them and fucking laugh. Like, really? Like, are you serious? Are you really gonna do this? It's like, yeah.
Right. Like, people don't like even give me shit anymore. You dealt with it, and you overcame it, so now it's just like, oh, that's where we are today.
It's like, yeah, okay. It's like, really? That's what you want to do today?
That's the best you got?
Oh, man. It's like, I don't even have fucking time for this bullshit.
Oh, he called me dumb. I'm shaking.
Oh, man.
Whatever shall I do? Like, that's where your response is, which is what it should be, by the way.
Right.
And it's because I can't even remember what particular piece of media this came from.
No, but, you know what? Hold on.
It was something Batman related, but like,
okay.
Bruce was dealing with some bullshit, and Alfred was like, "Why do we fall, Master Bruce? So we can learn to pick ourselves back up again."
Right.
Like, that's the real issue here. Is they just won't let the kid fucking fall.
No, they won't. And that's a good fucking point. Well, you know, like I said, it was maybe a year or so, maybe 2 years ago, but there was some young black kid came in. He's a new guy. I don't even think he's working there anymore. He stopped. But anyway, he came in. He was going to try to punk me because I look young, but I'm not. And he basically thought I was like his age or something. And basically, it's like, dude, it's like, what the fuck are you doing, man? I'm an old guy. I'm like, it's like, how old are you? I'm like, I'm 36. It's like, 30, it's like, holy shit. He's like, he actually started calling me sir and everything else. It's like, it's like, damn. It's like, I'm sorry, sir.
He went that script real hard.
I was like, I'm sorry, sir. That, yeah. It's like, yo, you're good, sir. You're good, man. You're good. No, I'm good with all the young men over there. It's like, you don't give me shit, I won't give you shit. They know I'm an older guy. They know that things is different. They know I have knowledge that they don't have because I lived in a time that they didn't live in. So I've seen things that they never would believe. And, That's the difference. That's one cool thing about being older. You live and see things that they've never seen before. And like,
yeah, like Jack Murphy.
Like, when I can go back and talk with... One of the things, I say this a lot, one of the things that really got me into checking out Drex's stuff wasn't necessarily him in general, but the way that Nick and Drex would talk about movies. When Drex was in there talking about Batman, I think he'd only seen that movie once. And he got that shit down so hardcore to where he was talking about the character motivations. He saw stuff in the movie that I wasn't even thinking of. And I thought I had a pretty good sense of what that film was. But he is such a film buff that he can go and look at these movies and these characters and really point it out. Drex would be a hell of a movie critic, let me tell you. Because he'd be damn near honest. That's why he really needs to get that movie. You know, they want to start doing movies and games and stuff, reviews and stuff. They need to do that. Because I think he would be great at reviewing some of these old classic movies and showing guys where red pills are.
Yep. It's funny you say all this, because, like, I'm seeing something that I'm liking a lot more. And that is guys in, like, their 30s and 40s who, they rejected an old idea that came from people before them of throwing away your youth, like, entirely. Like, you can't ever have hobbies and shit and whatever else. And, like, those kinds of people, they did this in the name of responsibility, but where they failed was they completely lost touch with everything happening around them. it's like they became so enamored with, I guess, workaholism, for lack of a better word, mm-hmm. and, you know, making money for themselves, I guess, that they completely lost their sense of, an important sense of youth, in that, you know, people like myself today that are a little younger, you know, we like to stay with the times. We like to be very agile and
right.
knowing what's going on.
Right.
Right. And it's like, I like people who decided, no, I don't have to, quote, be productive every waking second of every day. Because, like, they still see what's going on. They're not out of touch with reality. And it's like they're gaining real wisdom. Because, like, you know how, like, you have this stereotypical image of some old geezer that's way beyond his years and doesn't know shit about anything, right? And that's very real. But, like, you know, you don't have to turn out that way.
Right.
I like it when people are, you know, they give enough of a shit to keep their sense of awareness about life in general. Sorry, that was a overly long tangent.
That's fine. This is the open mic. You're allowed to talk as long as you want on that. But yeah, exactly. But what I was saying, okay, I picked up a few movies recently. I actually picked up a few, let's see, I got the Austin Powers collection, I got the Friday collection, I got the three, I got Major Payne, Sergeant Bilko, and McHale's Navy. Got all three of those. And I got this one pack, and Drexel, I talked to Drexel about this, and I said, it's basically got When Harry Met Sally, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, Mr. Mom, and Valley Girl. And I said, what do you have to say about watching these? And he said, definitely watch the immortal classic When Harry Met Sally first. Before you watch any of those others, watch When Harry Met Sally. I said, okay, I will definitely watch it then. So, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to probably watch that tomorrow. But I'm more interested in watching these old movies now because there's so much that I haven't seen that I want to go back and see. That, I mean, I've actually been going in my job and going through the old movie bins and finding older movies. Because I'm like, dude, I'm tired of this new crap. I want to see when movies were good, when acting was good, when things were, you know, memorable. So, that's what I'm trying to do. Just go back to those days. And that's the one thing that I want to do. I want to talk to guys about. Y'all need to start looking at the old stuff. You know, we're always into this new stuff, but... And stuff like Postal 4 that I'm playing right now, it's new stuff. But it's made by people that remember old stuff. Running with Scissors is independent. They don't have any funding whatsoever from any of these big companies or nothing. Nobody wants to fuck with them because their last game is banned in so many countries, it's pathetic. So, yeah, Postal 2 is banned in several countries. It's actually against the law in New Zealand to own a copy.
For what reason? What's so Nazi signs?
Please. No, the game is over the top. You could basically wanton violence, and you could urinate on people.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty. Yeah.
That doesn't sound anything new to me.
Yeah, Postal, like I said, if you have a computer, because you're not going to find a fucking console version of it ever, Postal 2 is available on Zoom platform for $10, and you get it with all the expansions, and you'll fucking enjoy it. So, grab that. It's a game that's made to offend everybody and piss off everybody. Postal 3 doesn't exist, but some guys are working on it to make it exist. Don't ask me any more about that. I'm just going to tell you that Postal 3 doesn't exist, but guys are working on it, and it will exist at one point. But Postal 4 is what I'm playing right now. I'm actually in the city now. I'm walking around. If I want to, folks, I think I can just go ahead and shoot everybody. Let's do it. Boom. Just shoot people. There you go. Shoot everybody. Go fucking... Dude, this is a game that lets you just lose your fucking mind. If you have Steam, you gotta blow off. Oh my god, it's the fucking Tiger King. Vince Erotic, the Pussy King of Edison. Who, we know that bitch Mike Jarrett killed his wife. The Zag. I don't know, dude. I'm just watching around. I'm just looking around. Shooting people. Shooting people. Oh, shit. I'm going to shoot out with the cops. Oh. Oh, killed the police officer. So, do not do what I'm doing at home, folks. Oh, we can shoot the windows out in the vehicles. Boom. Just shoot random fucking people. Just... Again, if you got Steam, you gotta blow off. Just play this one. But do not attempt anything in this game in real life. Please, folks. This is just a fucking game. Oh, man. Duh, killed that person. Just randomly fucking... Well, you know, see, one of the things, you know, when you play a game and you get frustrated and you just want to start shooting shit, that's this game. Now everybody's running in fear because I'm a fucking mass murderer. Shit.
I am.
God damn. This is insane. This fucking game is absolutely crazy. It's on GOG. It's on Steam still. And it's on, gonna be on Zoom platform soon. But yeah, back to what we were talking about. Old shit. Like, watch the old Batman cartoon, the old X-Men cartoon. Like, a lot of you guys probably haven't seen those. Watch that shit. Watch old movies. If you haven't seen the Rockies, go watch the Rockies. Go watch the Rambos. Go see the Sylvester Stallone, solo movies where he wasn't Rambo. Check out the early movies from Bruce Willis. Bruce Willis had some great movies back in the day. Nicolas Cage had good movies back in the day. A lot of people can't believe that now, but if you look at Nicolas Cage's older movies, he did have some really good roles back in the day. There's so many good movies in Hollywood that you can check out. And, of course, comedy. You've got, like I said, Steve Martin and Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. You've got Hot Shots Part Deux. You've got The Naked Gun. The Naked Gun series is amazingly funny and amazingly offensive. Same thing with the original Police Academy. And don't forget about the Nerds movies. The Nerds movies. Go watch those. You're actually going to find some red pills in some of these movies. So I'm telling you, you got to go back. You're not going to find that much red pills in today's gynocentric society. You have to go back to the old 80s and the 90s and maybe even the 70s for some of these movies. You're going to find it. So that's what you guys need to do. Like, look up old movies. Old movies are going to be a lot easier to find now because they're not going to be the shit that Hollywood's protecting. Unless they're trying to release an ultra 4K version of some movie that came out years ago. I mean, they have been known to do that. But, yeah, that's what I recommend you guys do. Everybody talks about comics. Well, you're reading the comics of today. They're not that great. You got to read the stuff from the 80s and the 90s and the 70s and the 60s and not the 50s. 50s is really, really, you know, that's golden age. Some of that golden age might be good. But, yeah, you got to read that old stuff, old comics. Old games, even. Like I said, old games. Go back and play some of the old games. You don't necessarily have to go back to Super Nintendo or Sega. But you can play shit from the, you know, the more the PlayStation age. Maybe the graphics aren't up to par. But the game is fun. You'll enjoy a lot of shit that you can't do anymore. Because they've watered down every goddamn thing. You know? Like in the original Postal 2, you could get a shovel and decapitate people. I haven't seen the shovel yet in this game, but okay, so I can be a sewer worker, an animal catcher, or a prison guard. So yeah, this game brings you back to that. This game is so fucking 90s. Holy crap! The damn citizens are having shootouts with the police right now.
Wait a minute. Huh, okay, that would not fly already.
No, I'm getting shot by I don't even know who it is. No, somebody's fucking shooting me. I don't know if it's a police officer or who it is. But I don't know. A woman just pulled out a gun and started shooting a police officer. And the police officer started shooting back. I'm telling ya! And this game's on sale right now. I think it's like $35. Yeah, this game's like $35 on GOG or Steam. I mean, $35 seems like a lot, but it's actually supporting the game. Look, they're not completely finished with it. They admitted it. Like other developers, they would try to shit you and say, "Oh yeah, the game's completely done." No, they said this game's not polished, and they said we want to add some more stuff. We want to polish it, but we literally have run out of money. And we need to push the game out now so you guys can play it for a little bit. And if you want to, you know, buy it, it'll support us making more of the game to add the extra stuff in. They literally ran out of money. So that's what they are basically doing. And they're doing well because the sales are... Look at Steam. Go to Steam right now. Type in Postal 4. You'll see mostly positive and very positive reviews. The only people that are fucking giving it negative reviews are the haters. Dude, there's nothing wrong with this game. It crashed once on me, but that's because I tried to load and reload. Sometimes that shit happens, like if you exit out and then exit back into the game sometimes. Like you quit and then go back in. Like sometimes it'll do that with games, but this one doesn't. So yeah, how do I reload my fucking pistol? That would be nice. Hold alt fire to hold down sights. Ooh, I didn't know you could do that. Ooh. Oh, it's first person, by the way. It is a first person shooter. How do I reload my gun? I don't know. I don't know how to reload my gun. Shit, guys. I don't know. I guess maybe I run out of bullets. Might have. Yeah, because I've got a knife. Oh, no, I've got a baton. I got a police baton. So I can start beating people with a baton. Yeah, that thing is deadly. Holy crap. This is not how you're supposed to do life, folks. Beating people with batons. Hey, let me beat the police officer with his own baton. Oh, that was a woman police officer. TFM says they're ammo pickups.
Yep, ammo pickups.
Okay, let's see here. I'm gonna leave her alone, fuck it. She seems like she's gone through enough shit today. And you can probably hit animals, but yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Man, fuck them animals. Beat them up.
I'm not beating up these fucking animals. These dogs walking. The dogs ain't hurting a goddamn thing.
No, beat them up. I hate dogs.
I'm going to beat this damn police officer. They have two ammo pickups at me.
Wait, what? What is this about Madison Cawthorn?
I don't know. Go ahead. Oh, Lord, I just beat this old woman to death. I didn't mean to do that. I could just beat everybody. I mean, the police, they try to send the police after me, but I already beat the police up, so they're not sending any more. Get out now. I just beat that guy's ass. Hey, there's racing games and stuff in here. That's cool. You can't play any of them, but they're fun. Rally Racer X. Insert coins. Yeah, I strongly doubt they would actually... Look at that. Postman. That's pretty fun. You must deliver 32% of the mail. How do you play this? I found an arcade. There's somebody's... I don't know. I'm not going to beat up that... Ooh, but there's a gun. I don't think I can grab her guns. Oh, you can't grab her guns off the fucking... Nope. Damn. They don't let you grab her guns off the wall. She's got guns on the wall, but you can't grab them. Oh, well. They probably don't have any bullets anyway. They're probably like replicas or something. I'm in some kind of... I don't know. It looks like I'm in Arizona or something. Everything is desert and orange. There's cactuses everywhere. And there's supposed to be a vagina amusement park in the game somewhere.
What?
Yeah.
I'm not going to even question it.
Yeah, they want to know. They went over the top on this fucking game. That's what they were
trying to do. It sounds like something I hear in South Park.
That's a big inspiration for them. That's a big inspiration for the postal games at South Park. They're not even going to deny it. Yeah, it's good shit. Oh, I can bust people's damn windows out of their houses. Boy, you can be a complete fucking menace in this game. See, that's cool. You don't have to play by the rules. I mean, there are rules, but you don't have to play by them. You can just do whatever the fuck you want. That's cool.
Well, this is it.
Okay, so what is this? Kill two people with a shovel. Classic. Go postal. Kill two people with a shovel. Where's my shovel? I don't have a shovel. Oh my god, I figured out how to pee on people. No, they're not giving me... I don't have a shovel. Okay. Oh wow, you get heavy weapons. Nope. Yeah, only thing I can do is... Wow. I can just pee all over people, though. Because I can't find the shovel. It's like, where's the shovel? Dude, if I could find a shovel, this would be great. Because you can decapitate people with the fucking shovel. And if they allow you to do that again, it would be awesome. Because I remember that.
Manhunt, please.
I can pee on the dogs and they lose their mind and try to bite at my dick. You failed. Try again tomorrow. What? What do you mean, try again tomorrow?
What?
Oh shit, that dog is still after me. I peed on that dog, now I am gonna have to beat it. I can't, oh shit, I can't, okay, hold on. Dude, that dog is gonna fucking kill me if I don't kill it. It is hard. Damn, it is hard to kill, oh my god. Dude. Dog is literally gonna fucking kill me. Oh my god, the dog killed me. I was beating at it, but it wouldn't kill me. It wouldn't die.
You know what? Let me actually look for Starless. I gotta see what degeneracy you have hit.
Okay. While I'm here, and while we're still recording, I might as well go ahead and talk about what Starless actually fucking is. I found out what Starless actually is. Starless, actually, the whole plot of Starless.
Well, it's a femdom.
No. You don't understand. It's a lot larger than that. Okay, basically what they do is they put an ad in the paper offering a ridiculous amount of money to young, able-bodied teenagers, basically young people, and of course they offer them more money than they could possibly ever make with any job. And what they do next is they give them a contract, which is a horribly, horrible contract. It's got an immense amount of debt attached to it. No lawyer would ever advise signing that contract. And they make sure that they do it after they've tested them. Now, the red flag should have been the sexual test where they test them, like, 100%. They do these sex tests. Now, I should have caught this a long time ago. But they were doing sex tests for a purpose. It wasn't testing to see whether or not Marie approved of the person that she wanted to have sex with, but that is part of the test. But it's really much greater, darker plan than that. You see, Marie and the Mamiya Manor is a very, very rich corporation. Like, she's the CEO of a big corporation, and she deals with pharmaceuticals. And she knows all these CEOs, all these wealthy people, all these very important names in society. So what they do is the next step they put them through is the sex lessons. And these aren't lessons to teach somebody to be better at sex. They goad you into that first. But what they are lessons is to teach somebody how to be sexually tortured and handle it. They basically prepare somebody for sexually being tortured. And after they do that, after they pass their sexual torture lesson, they have a party. This party is not actually a party for the people that have passed the test. That's what they try to tell you. No. What happens is you go to this party, and all these elite people come into this party. All these CEOs, businessmen, wealthy, powerful men. Men that exist in our society. And they come into this party. And it has a very expensive fee. Like, you have to pay a certain amount of money just to get in. And once you get in there, they auction you off to be sold to them as a sexual servant. For a ridiculous amount of fucking money. Because, as they were saying, when you pay the $4 million to get Mikiko back, and her husband, of course, is being sold to a buyer that wants him for parts. But, basically, when you buy her, one of the girls, I think it's Marisa, says, you know, you can get more than $4 million if you sell both Mikiko and her son off. And she says, I know, but she has some degree of moral character, which is hard to believe. But she says, no, but I won't. She says, but I won't do that because he's decided he wants to buy her, and I'll let them have their happy marriage. So at the end of the party, now I haven't seen the original party, but I have to see the original party because it's part of the fucking game. But in the Mikiko route, you basically go through the party. You don't see the party, but you see what happened at the party. And it is the most disgusting, degenerate shit I've ever seen. And then after that, you basically end it with a wedding. So that's where you're at, and that's where I've stopped at, is the wedding. But yeah, that's basically what happens. These girls get used as basically sex puppets for all these extremely old, wealthy men that have all kinds of money. And that's what happens. That's what Starless is. She views people as assets. She doesn't view people as people. She views people
as like real whores.
As selling.
Let me rephrase that. As whole C simps.
Yes. Yes. She views people as assets. They're just there to make money. They're just there. She says, how much can I sell this person off for? That's all she's doing.
But Grim, women love more clearly when all they don't.
That's actually a good lesson there. Yeah, that does go back to it. No. She is absolutely heartless. And you find that out during the Mikiko route. Right when the husband begs her. I mean, she is lenient. But unfortunately, there was no way in hell he was ever going to be able to pass the 2 or 3 or even 4 or 5 deadlines she gave him before she finally put her foot down and said, no, this is done. She says, I'm going to sell off your wife and child, and there's nothing you can do about it. And that's when Salvatore decides to buy the fucking wife and child. And
like the simp he is.
Well, he wanted to save Mikiko's life because Mikiko was either going to be sold to one of two people. The first person was a really perverted older CEO, son of a CEO, and she didn't want that. And then the second one was to be sold to a guy that this guy's already been talked about before, but he basically is into bestiality, so he trains all these women to have sex with his animals. And basically, yeah. So basically, it scared. She says the last woman. The last woman that was sold to this guy, she lasted 3 days, and her vagina was completely destroyed. So yeah, that was absolutely disgusting. And she didn't want that guy either. So basically, he's like, you know what? And you know the funny thing is, Mikiko is a 5-star fucking chef. She's literally a world-class chef. So that's one reason to fucking keep her around. I'm sorry. You get a 5-class fucking star chef? That's actually worth it to me. I mean, as far as, you know, because there's very few women that can cook at a fucking 5-star chef level. Especially nowadays. I'm talking, they have food that was too rich for me to pronounce. But she knows how to cook all that shit. So that's pretty cool. I like that. But,
It didn't shock me that they didn't know how to cook. I wasn't shocked on that.
Oh, no. No. They weren't cooking shit probably before she got there. So, I don't know what they would have done. I don't think she cared. I think she was just worried about getting more money. But remember, she wouldn't be in the mess she was in the first place if the company that he worked for, I mean, the company that he owned, he and his wife owned a company, basically. And it was a mom and pa restaurant, okay? So basically, their company just bought out their restaurant and pretty much forced them to work as slaves and got them into debt. And now they've got a $4 million debt that they can't pay off. And that's when Salvatore came in. Now the husband, the only reason he got killed, he's going to be sold off to a guy for parts, is because he basically took out a knife and jumped at Marie. And Marisa jumped in with a stun gun set at an extremely high amount of voltage, which was actually crafted by Marika. And it damn near killed the guy. He's still alive, but he's going to be sold for parts, so it doesn't matter. But she says that's his punishment for trying to stand against her. So, yeah. It was pretty fucking crazy. And that's only one goddamn path in Starless. You're like, how the fuck, how much crazier does this shit get? You know. So, but no, we basically understand what Starless is now. And there's actually a meeting that I'm going to, I had to pass it to get the Mikiko route. But when I go back, I'll be seeing it. And it's basically her talking with one of the dealers that's going to buy people. So he's going to know ahead of time what's happening. And it's going to change the story some way. But yeah, There was never a period where they were going to be let go. There was never a 2 weeks and you get $4 million. No, there was a 2 weeks and you're going to be here forever because we're going to fucking sell you off and nobody's going to do anything about it because everybody's too powerful and they've got too much money and influence and nobody's going to care. That's what was going to happen. That's what Starless is all about. And you know what's funny about Starless? It doesn't sound too far-fetched. I know there are operations like that that go on. Where people are trained as sex slaves and then sold off. This is something that's been going on throughout history. They just made it cute and cuddly. That's all they did. They didn't make it even that cute. But they made it, you know, it's always a nice veneer. It's always like, oh, okay, she's a nice woman. But no, that's not what it was. She's a fucking psycho. Her family's psychos. It's ridiculous. I guess I can open. One thing I haven't been able to figure out how to do is open doors in this game. Shit. I don't even think I can go through some doors. I don't even know how I got in this building. And there is a radio for this game. It plays three different types of stations. One is synthwave, one is heavy metal, and one is, I think it's just tips on the game. They'll probably add more later. Better not add a country station. There was this one country song I heard today by Jason Aldean, and I wasn't that upset with it, because it wasn't about a woman. It was like, that's why God made airplanes, and he was basically like, let me go to a place where nobody knows my name, you know, he's just like, let me get the fuck away from everybody, and it's like, if there's a place where you aren't, I'll be there in a New York minute. And I'm like, oh my God, I can actually fucking relate to this guy. He's like, hey, let me get the hell away from everything. Go to a country where nobody fucking knows my name and chill and for a while. And that's what people need to do. It's like, oh, my wife's giving me shit. I'll jump on an airplane and I'll be in Mexico somewhere. And I don't have to fucking worry about this bullshit. Now that is great. If that's what the future of country is, then I'm all for fucking next gen country. If we have a whole country that's not simped and is literally about guys just fucking off somewhere and then going like, it's like we got in a fight, so I got on a flight. Like, come on now, let's do it. We can do it. We can have a new generation.
We got in a fight, so I got on a flight.
Yep. There we go. Like, that's what we need.
Sounds like you've been writing some music on your free time.
I used to write music. I used to be very good at rhyming shit. So that's basically what I would do. I wrote a country song. I've written country songs. I've written all kinds of heavy metal songs. I was in a band for 10 years. Yeah, I've done the music thing. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I know that you worked around music,
yeah, but
I didn't know that you were...
I was in a band.
A musician.
Yeah, I was the vocalist.
That checked out.
Yeah, I was a vocalist. I wrote all the lyrics, except for, maybe... I wrote about 90% of the lyrics. So, yeah, you can basically just get in there, and I'd okay it with him. The only reason I'm not in the band anymore is because I wrote something that the... other guy had a problem with, and he said, no, we can't do that. And he thought it was like a shooting. Basically, I was writing a song that I was trying to mix Doom with a collapse scenario where the guy thought he was God and everybody was, basically everybody had been malnourished and shit, so they started to lose their mind. You know, you get psychotic and shit. And he thought he was God and everybody else was a demon. And it was a collapse scenario. The society collapsed. Everybody had guns. And he basically said, I'm the savior. But it was called Doomslayer. And it was fun. It was just as fun as a heavy metal song. And, you know, all of a sudden they're like... He's like, oh, this is a mass shooting. I was like, dude. in a collapse scenario, everything's a mass shooting. Like, everybody's going to be defending their own shit. It's going to literally be like Doom or Quake or something like that, man. That's...
Oh, so he thought you were nuts. He took that a little too
He thought it was real. I was just, dude, I tell stories. I've written books. I'm not out to glorify any kind of violence or anything like that, or say you should go, like, just with this game. You know, no. Like, the funny things I'm doing in it, I'm not saying that you should do in real life or anything like that. But can I open these doors? No? Hold Alt Fire to select an emote. What am I doing? This is hard. Alt Fire to select an emote. Well, what do I do? I don't know. Like,
oh yeah, Grim. We there is one problem we still must. I don't know. We must ask the developers of Starless. Where the hell is our father?
I wonder if we're gonna find out what happens to the man. But I believe it's probably sold off.
Imagine that, your father gets sold off and you're not mad at all at the mother. Damn.
Oh no, I've got quite... I mean, I think she's an attractive character. Definitely. But she's a mistress. But, and I like some of the stuff with scenes with her and stuff like that, but as far as her care person, like her personality and the way she treats people and all that, no. I thought she was more lighthearted, but she's just not as mean-spirited as Marisa. She's got a bite, and you can tell where Marisa gets it from, but she's not as, you know, she's just not as crazy as... Let's see, miscellaneous. What is all these? Gestures? Oh, yeah, it's different gestures. Thumbs down, flip off.
They're all crazy.
Oh, yeah, they're all crazy. I haven't seen Marika yet, but I'm pretty sure they're going to show that everybody is crazy in Starless. They're going to show us that every single person is crazy. Oh, yeah. You have emotes that you have to use. Damn, I can't... Yeah, there we go. You have to bust the damn windows out before you can walk through a building. They gotta fix that. You know, it would be really good, developers, if you made a open door button. I'd like to be able to open a door. That's a problem. Can you think of that? Imagine building this great big game that they spent 3 years on and not even making it so you can open a door. By the way, this game is running the shit out of my fans. Oh, doors open by themselves. Or do they? Oh, doors open, but they don't... Oh, that is so stupid. Doors open, but they don't, once you go through them, you can't go back through them. Oh, you have to smash windows. Hold on. They want you to smash all the windows in this building. I've got to smash... Hold on, I've smashed 15 windows. What the fuck? I've smashed all these windows, dude. What the fuck is this game talking about? I don't think it's all the... I really don't think this game is all the way... I mean, they said it wasn't done. They said it wasn't fucking done. But yeah, Starless, I don't know. They're all going to be crazy, and I don't know what the ending of it's all going to be. But she does have a grand plan. They do have a grand scheme. And that hasn't actually hasn't been talked about yet. So the grand scheme will probably come a little bit later. Hey, Invader, you're here.
Hold on, Tech.
What? Not much. I was watching a movie with a buddy. That's why I kind of...
Oh, that's fine. What did you watch?
Imagine living your own personal
life. It was like a mini-series from 2001.
Oh, did they show him...
I watched all kinds of movies, like He watches all kinds of movies like that, you know.
They show him with all his... He's got a... I mean, Attila the Hun had a fucking harem of women. He had all these wives. He sure did.
Well, it was a TV miniseries, so you didn't really see much of anything, okay. Because, yeah, they had to tone it down, because it's aired on TV in two parts.
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry. I pointed that out to my buddy.
A lot of the stuff we've seen
is R-rated.
Yeah, didn't you?
And he's seen stuff like HBO's Rome. He knows how raunchy ancient Rome was.
That's one thing you fucking hated about TV as a kid. It's like, this made-for-TV movie, you're like, oh, this is gonna suck. Like, you knew it was going to suck.
It won't suck. It'll just be dimmed to hell because they have to keep the rating low.
Yeah. Or they have a movie come out. It's like this movie has been edited for content and formatted to fit your screen. It's like, no.
Oh, yeah, crap, yeah.
It's like, no, fuck you.
The thing is, they don't do the full reformatting anymore because everyone's got widescreens like in movie theaters.
Yep. Dude, I'm playing Postal 4. I busted the shit out of these fucking windows, and they're telling me I haven't smashed any windows. I've smashed everybody's windows. I've killed like 30
people. It's still kind of janky, isn't it?
Yeah, I've killed 30 fucking people.
I know this update they're saying it's the 1.0. It would have been more polished, but then we got high.
Yeah. Well, it's 1.0. It's 1.03. They did some hot fixes. They did some small hot fixes before they left it out.
They were gonna do more, but then they got high.
Yeah. Game is fine for what it is.
I mean, you know, they gotta do the weed joke because it really it came out of early access on 4/20.
I actually do like it. People are saying, oh, it's not as good as the second one. I think it's pretty good. I mean, it's a more updated version.
Well, right now, I kind of don't have the money for it. But, actually, I think I'm going to wait for Zoom to get it.
Yeah, wait for Zoom to get it. We promoted them a lot.
Yeah, I think I might just do that.
Yeah, wait for Zoom.
What am I going to miss out on? Achievements? That's about it.
Right, you're not going to miss too much. I mean, it's fun. You can walk into people's houses. And people were saying it was empty. There wasn't a lot in it.
It's like Days of the Postal 2, but better?
I think it is. People were trying to say, oh, it's not as good. I was like, no, I think it is.
It's a more polished Postal 2, but it still has enough jank charms.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it definitely has that. Definitely has that, folks. Oh, my
God. Postal has vehicles now. Very funny, assholes.
Oh, yeah, you can have... Can you
actually say that, by the way, when you first get on a vehicle?
I'm not sure yet. I do know we have three
That'd be kind of funny, because it would mean they would be referencing Postal 3. Because he says I'm in Postal 3. Very funny asshole.
I'm using the John St. John voice actor in my game right now. Yeah, see, I got really confused because I was doing a Sonic talk and I was basically walking around around in circles for a while. But then I got to the point where I finally figured out what I had to do, because you have to get a piece of cardboard and then you have to get a pen. And once you get the pen, you write a message on there and you ask for what job you want to do. And after that, then you pretty much get out into the city and you can start shooting people or whatever you want to do.
Do they section off parts of the city? Is the city closed off but opens up more as the week progresses, or is it all open from the start?
It's all open from the start, it looks like.
Yeah, that's interesting. Because I remember the second one, there were areas that were sectioned off until you got to that point of the week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's different.
Is there a sandbox mode?
It is pretty much a full-on sandbox. I don't know if there's a sandbox mode. Only problem I'm having right now is getting out of windows. Like, you can get locked into a house and not be able to get out of it. There's not, like, the doors don't seem to open.
Well, you can't kick the door down?
That's what sucks. Oh, well.
You can't kick the door.
Hold on. I have to I have to, you have to bash the glass out of shit sometimes. Hold on. Hold on, let me bend.
So, did I miss the recording session at least, or is it still recording?
We're still recording, because I want to show people the fucking game. I didn't really get to show them the game.
Well, I mean, is the audio recording?
Yes.
Still? Okay.
Yes, we're still 100% going. Nothing has changed.
So guess what my fat ass got yesterday?
What?
Ring Fit Adventure!
Oh, wow.
Ring Fit.
Ring Fit Adventure.
Okay.
Hey.
You know, Drex was saying that that game will give you a workout, which is the point of the game, obviously.
Yeah, it will. I actually started doing, not too much, but I've been started doing some lifting just a little bit in the morning. It helps. Do a little bit of lifting in the morning.
My main focus is losing the gut.
Yeah.
Base.
Well, I do that. I gotta get off this
fucking...
I don't
think I'm gonna be able to get below 200, because I'm just, like, you know, broad shoulders, that kind of thing.
Right.
That kind of body shape.
But me...
I don't think I'll ever get below 200 and be healthy.
Sure.
I think if I went below 200, that would be... I'd be basically starving to death. Yeah. And wouldn't it be healthy at all?
Now, what's your height?
5'9 to 5'10 to 5'11. Somewhere in that range. I can't remember the exact number, but it's around that range.
Okay, because...
Yes, I'm kind of a manly, kind of not. I don't know.
So, I'm 5'9", right? And I actually looked up, like... The body mass that's supposed to be, like, actually healthy.
The upper
end. It's, like, 170-something pounds.
But yeah,
so, like, if you're worried about getting below 200, you'll be fine.
No,
like,
if you're
5'10", 5'11", you'd probably be good at, like, 180.
Maybe. But I just don't think I'll be able to reach that, because I think my bone density might be, because of my bone density, I don't know.
Something like that.
Just beat your Wheaties.
And my broad shoulders. Then again, a lot of guys do. Even most guys have the broad shoulders. That's kind of our thing.
That is true.
Now let me see if they actually have. If they actually keep me back in that damn house, or I get to start somewhere else. Because I'm stuck in that damn house. Shit. That's one thing they need to fix. I'm stuck in this damn house. Oh, I think I might be able to jump out this window, though. Oh, I think I can. Hold on. Yeah. If I can jump out this window, I'll be good. Oh, okay. This is hard to do. Probably not with a keyboard, but with a controller, it's a bit tricky. But that is a big-ass window, and I know I can get out of it. Okay. Oh, what is this? I found some meat. I picked up a sausage. Magically cures light wounds.
Wait, is it a food item, or can you, snap people with it? Because that sounds funny if you could...
No, not that I can tell. I think it's just a food item. Anxiety. Oh, there's a saw? Oh, what is this? I don't know what this is. It looks like a... Hold on. I don't know. Some things it won't let me grab, or... Maybe I'm not supposed to grab? I don't know. It's a little confusing at first. No, I just have it... Okay, I have it set to do a gesture. You can have a gesture, different gestures. Basically, I have it where he just says fuck you to people. People do respawn, and one of the citizens got in a shootout with a police officer.
Oh yeah. Because I remember that happening in 2.
Yeah, a woman pulled out a gun, and the police officer shot back, and they were both shooting at each other. It's like, holy shit. And there's actually
the cop wins. At least in Postal 2, that's usually the cop wins.
And not...
Well, usually more cops show up and, put them down.
And the, one I'm talking about, though, this one, oh, man. I couldn't believe it. I was like, holy shit. Okay. I'm trying to figure out how to get out
but
of this.
But Grim, cops shooting females is sexist.
Well, that's not this game. That's not this game. This game is supposed to upset everybody that is... Yeah, it's supposed to offend everybody.
Well, how do you support violence against women, Grim?
Postal's really based.
Yeah.
If you couldn't tell.
Yeah, the whole team. Yeah, the whole team is. The whole fucking team is. Yeah. So they don't...
They're based. Very based.
Damn it. Well, but I'm literally stuck in his fucking house, so that's the problem. You talking about jank, yeah, this is definitely jank. I'm stuck in a house. It literally will not let me escape. So I have to literally contact developers, report a problem. Well, I guess I'm going to end the recording here because I can't fucking do anything else and we're just bantering on anyway. So, hey, for all of you who stuck by us and got to see Postal 4, I don't know how it's going to look. OBS will probably make it look like a distorted mess because that's what OBS does.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's the game, and it's got some fucking bugs, but you can still run around and shoot just anybody you want, and it's whatever. I mean, I did a lot of horrible things, and I died by a dog. I was completely mauled by a dog I tried to kill, and man... Absolute fucking crazy game. I do recommend it.
Piss on.
I pissed on it and it went nuts. Oh, the dog.
Stop the move for case on in their feet.
Just don't sub for VTubers in general. How about that?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I didn't announce that, but yep, that's good. I think that's good. We pretty much said everything. All right, this is the Grim Lord, and I guess I am out. See you guys later on Grimm's Open Mic Round Table. Okay, we are done with that. So I'll go